Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha. You are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries podcast. And today, we're going to go into car. It's been a while since I've done a car cast, so I thought since the Faye Driver's feed has been on the fritz, that we should do a car cast for you today. So we're getting in the garage, and we're going to go in the car. We're going to start our errands. Today is Tuesday, 27th of November. And I have to run to the post office because that's what's going on. So, how you been? It's been a while since we've chatted, you and I. All right. There. Now the radio is off and I can hear you better. Or you can hear me better. I can't hear myself. In my never-ending quest to find a decent MP3 voice recorder for my Android phone, I've actually downloaded yet another application to try it out to see if it works. Got very frustrated with NetMemo Plus. NetMemo Plus, are you listening? Your application sucks. I keep getting some sort of scratchy static, and I don't want to have to deal with that. I want our talks to be crystal clear, don't you? So what's been up with me? I just got back. I hope your Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving was pleasurable. Mine certainly was very nice. Thanksgiving Day I spent with my friend and his partner and a few other odds and ends. There were 7 of us for dinner this year. I made my traditional onion and cheddar Irish soda bread along with 2, not one, but 2 organic pumpkin pies. Since Trader Joe's is so close to my house. Did I mention I love Trader Joe's? I do. So I picked up some organic pumpkin puree and was able to put together a couple of pies. And we had a good time. So Thursday evening, it started snowing here in Minnesota. And Friday is when I packed a bag and headed out to the airport to visit friends in Dayton, Ohio. So that certainly was fun. I got some blue-haired lady trying to pick me off here in the post office parking lot, so I'm going to drop my Netflix DVDs in the mail along with a thank you card. I don't know if Jeannie is listening to this podcast or not, but Jeannie, thank you so much for the scooter Christmas ornament. It's going to be in a prominent place on my tree right next to Captain Kirk. The Hallmark Captain Kirk Christmas ornament. So I flew off to Dayton on Friday and spent the weekend with friends. And I have to say, travel in the United States by air is still pretty much a pain in the ass. As you know, I've mentioned this before, I've started opting out of the full body back scatter scanners that are used in the United States. And the main reason why I do that is not because of modesty, but because it uses irradiation, and I don't think they're telling us how much is actually being used in those things. So I see probably in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to start seeing class action lawsuits of people coming down with some bizarre form of cancer or what have you. So I opt out of that, and it adds anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes onto the travel process. And I am the type of person that does not like to rush around. I always give myself plenty of time. I'm usually at the airport 2 hours before my flight leaves, simply because of the fact you never know what's going to happen. So I don't like to be rushed. So I opted out both on my trip to Dayton and back. And Bolton at the Dayton airport, who was a hot, little bearish man, who had actually had a sense of humor. And he gave me my enhanced pat-down. Nice guy. You know, can you imagine having a job where you have to stick your gloved hands in people's crotches? Now, that doesn't sound like too much fun to me, unless I'm a doctor and I'm getting paid accordingly. So the trip was fine, and now I am back in town. I am still on vacation, which is really, really nice. I decided to take a 2 solid week vacation simply because of the fact that I couldn't recall the last time that I had 2 solid weeks off. And when I was traveling in Kentucky earlier this year, when I got back to the office, I scheduled it right away for the 2 work weeks following the Thanksgiving holiday. Because that would be the best time to have that sort of thing. So I'm on a trial period on this application, and it only allows me to record 10 minutes of audio. So I'm going to stop this here, and I'm going to pick it up in just a minute after I manage to stop this and record the next segment. So I'll be right back. Okay, this is segment 2. Hopefully segment 1 is going to work out. I don't know, since I haven't edited this down yet. So, my trip to Dayton was fine, although I have to admit, traveling with people is a mixed bag, really. It's either good or it's bad. My trip out to Dayton wasn't the greatest. I had this, I don't want to say elderly gentleman, but he probably was in his late 60s. Sitting next to me on the flight to Dayton, and he had one of those really annoying personal habits. I don't know if Dr. West's Pythagoras Stone is listening to this episode or not, but you know your almond cruncher at the office? This guy was a sniffer. It was practically every breath that he took, he was sniffing. Ugh. It was awful. An hour of 17 minutes of that crap was not a lot of fun. But on the way back, I have to admit, there was a very handsome young Asian gentleman sitting next to me. He was pleasant company. So that was my travels. And now I'm back, and I'm still on vacation. And today's little project, apart from going grocery shopping and doing my laundry so that I have clean underpants. It's just like Big Fatty. Every time I get back into town, I make sure that I do a load of laundry so I can have clean underpants. I'm wearing clean underpants right now. Makes me very happy. So, I am off to run a couple of errands. I plan to set up my Christmas tree this evening and do a little cooking. And hopefully I'm going to get a real head start on my Christmas holiday. The next couple of weeks that I have off will be spent doing all kinds of holiday preparations. It's going to be very Martha Stewart this year, I think. Simply because I have the time. I plan to do a lot of baking. And fortunately, I have a chest freezer. And the cookies that I like to bake freeze very well. And they'll be fun. You know, for 2:28 p.m. in the afternoon, this traffic is kind of a pain in the neck. Hey, driver, people don't know how to drive. I think you should do a podcast, Faye, about how to be offensively defensive driving in rush hour traffic. Some of these morons are starting to piss me off. And they're in a Camry, not in a BMW. So, let's see, what else can I tell you about? You know, other than that, the only big thing that I've done is I opened up my wallet and I decided to purchase a subscription to Pandora. I don't know, have you guys been listening to Pandora at all? I don't know. I got a Pandora account when Pandora was first starting, and I sort of played around with it, and it's been lying fallow for a long time because, well, you know, there are so many things that demand our attention these days that it just kind of fell on the back burner. And that's basically what I've been doing, is I went back to that. And the reason I did, I attended a presentation at work that was entitled How Internet Radio Works and How the Digital Platforms Are Changing and How We Have to Start Getting Our Content Onto These Platforms in order to be viable, as you know, the media landscape is changing. And I found it very fascinating. And one of the presenters was talking about Pandora, and it has over 100 million users at this point, and how that particular platform is having some success with monetizing the platform. It's still not really making any money at this point, but people are starting to pay for it. So I went back to my account and I started listening to some things, creating some channels and some stations, and I had a good experience with it, with the exception of their advertising. Now, some of their advertising strategy is actually, since they know where you are listening, they target the advertisements for local things. So local businesses are starting to use this to advertise. Now, it was really annoying because they have the banner ads that are on your device itself, And then every once in a while, they'll stick in an audio advertisement. And, you know, just like on the television, when an ad comes on, you know, it's so compressed that the audio, it just kind of bounces out at you, and it's at a higher level than the regular content, and it's really quite annoying. So I decided, finally, you know what, I'm going to take $36 and I'm going to give them some money. And actually, I am really liking Pandora ad-free. It's a really good experience. And for $36 for a year, unlimited streaming, I think that's a good value. Well, we're coming up probably about the end of really what's been going on in my life. If you want to write to me, you can do so at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. You can also call my listener line at area code 612-56-SCOOT. That's area code 612-567-2668. Oh, and Moose P, thank you so much for the Christmas card and the Buddy 2013 magnetic calendar. I really enjoyed the card, so thank you for sending it to me. So I hope you are well, and I hope to hear from you soon. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and until next time, do take care.